This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Hello, hello, my loves. It's Lizzie. I am excited to, number one, apologize to you today for a thing that I want to share. Number two, I want to tell you that we're opening up a community to go alongside this podcast so we can all see each other's faces and get to know each other more. Seeing faces, you can see faces. You don't have to show your face. It's optional. I'll be showing mine. It's on Facebook, and so I'm going to put the link in the show notes, and I'm going to be doing a fun giveaway to kickstart that. And so you'll hear more about that today. And then we're going to be discussing and exploring the shadow side of yourself. We're going to be talking about what your shadow side is, which, by the way, is the negative parts of you that you suppress, the things about yourself you don't like, the deepest, darkest desires that you have, your little idiosyncrasies. And we're gonna discuss what happens when we push that away and we hide it from ourselves, and how we can bring it into the light and merge both parts of us, the light and the dark, so that we can let go and live free from shame and really own who we are and bring more power and confidence into our motherhood and more mental health, positive mental health to ourselves. I can't wait to share this with you guys. And I'm going to be sharing the work I've done on this topic very recently, which is part of my apology. So let's dive in. I love you.
Welcome to the Postpartum Coach Podcast, where we embrace our needs as moms, we learn to lead ourselves first, then our families, and where we create our own healing from the inside out to find our way to the work we were meant to do in this world. I'm your host, a fellow mom of three and a certified life coach, Lizzie Langston.
Oh, Lordy, baby is kicking my belly. Hello, welcome back. For those who don't know, I am 25 weeks and 4 days, I think, pregnant with my baby girl. It's a girl, by the way. We're having a girl. So my children are now boy, girl, boy, and then this will be a girl. My oldest is almost 9. My youngest is 5. So we're really, really excited. She's been kicking me today. I did some yoga this morning and just connected with her a bit, and it just felt amazing. I lit a candle and everything. It was so great. And it was a live yoga class taught by my yoga teacher, guru, instructor, second mother. Her name is Syl Carson. And you can find her at gobodhiyoga.com, and Bodhi is B-O-D-H-I. I love to give her shout outs. She changed my world. And if you desire the experience of having life-changing yoga training, she's doing stuff this summer. So check it out, gobodhiyoga.com. All right. So good to be here. I want to start first with my apology, like I promised. So listen, I have forgiven myself. I have caught my shadow side at play, which we're going to talk about what a shadow side is. I've caught my shadow self at play here recently in my business and here on the podcast. And I wanted to recognize her and apologize for when she is at the helm of things on the podcast, what gets missed out on. So the shadow side, one of the shadow aspects of myself, okay? And shadow just means things we're not proud of, things we struggle with, things we would rather push away and hide, things we don't love talking about, and the things we kind of self-criticize ourselves for. They disgust us about ourselves. We really don't like them about ourselves. And I'm not talking necessarily like your toes or, I don't like the color of my hair. I'm talking about desires you're not proud of, or the way that you sometimes lie to your friends, or you gossip, or you lie to yourself, or the way you knowingly make your husband or your partner feel guilty for X, Y, or Z thing, even though you know it's kind of not their fault, but you don't know how to deal with it yourself. And so you just sort of like lay it on people. Any sort of things like that, the things that whether we are or are not aware of them, they show up in ways that really keep us from being who we want to be. And yet These parts are part of us. And what we're going to be talking about today after I share my example and stuff is how we integrate that so that we can not be so ashamed and not have a shadow, so that we can bring it all into the light and have more unity within ourselves and more love within our bodies for ourselves, for others. So it's going to be a good one today, and I really hope this can help your mental health improve postpartum and beyond. Okay, so lately, I don't know if you've noticed, I was selling my program, the Postpartum Freedom. It's a 12-week course with live calls for 12 weeks, right? That whole thing. And an online curriculum, and I love it genuinely. There's nothing shadowy about that. But what got a little shadowy for me is I started focusing in my business, like behind the scenes, I started focusing and kind of freaking out about different financial things, like money stuff. Not freaking out, but just like I like literally was just focusing on numbers, not people, numbers. And that is my shadow side that comes out sometimes. And I got to spend a lot of time with her throughout this launch because I was launching Postpartum Freedom from January, beginning of January until March 1st-ish, like the first week of March. And so I had a lot of time to see her come and go, and she mostly was at the forefront of things. And then I caught it towards the very end of the launch, and I was so bummed because the program didn't sell well, and I realized it didn't feel good to be trying to sell it. And I realized that that was because I was focusing on numbers. And whenever I focus on numbers, what I don't focus on is how much I love the work that I do. I don't focus on my story. I stop sharing and giving my own personal experience. I stop connecting with people, and I really just get into this robotic like sales thing where I just sell, sell, sell. And I'm good at selling, but it doesn't feel good. Even though I make valid points about why my program is valuable, it doesn't feel good because it's not connection based. It's not a feminine way of selling. I start pulling really masculine. So here's what I learned about this shadow aspect of myself. I went to a full moon retreat, It was literally one night, but this last Saturday night. So if you don't know, tomorrow, Tuesday, March 7th is a full moon. But by the way, it's a lot. There's actually a lot happening right now, especially for those who are caregivers, whether you're a caregiver to a pet, to a parent, to children, which is, I think, almost everybody here on the podcast. It is a really boatload of a lot of emotions and overwhelm and kind of overdoing things in your motherhood, neglecting yourself, over caring for other people. So if that's you, just know that energetically, that's what a lot of us have been feeling. I have a mom who's a single friend. I have a friend who's a single mom. That's what I meant to say. Pregnant brain. And my friend who's a single mom was just going through this, just having a breakdown about it. We're both in this astrology group. We read the thing and we're like, oh my gosh, yes. And I totally have been too on different levels than her. So anyway, if that's you, just know the full moon, 'tis the season. We're going into Pisces, and it's a time where you really want to be focusing on yourself. And I'm hoping that coming into the Facebook community that I'm creating is going to help you do that. So stay tuned till the end. I'm doing a fun giveaway. Some free coaching that I'm going to be giving for those who join in the next couple of weeks here. So you'll get all the details about that in a minute. But I go to this full moon celebration ceremony thing. We're around the fire, and then we're doing a couple different rituals, and the details feel really sacred. So I don't really want to go into a ton of detail. But what I will tell you is while I was at that thing, and we were having a lot of sacred silence to just sit with our shadow sides, because it was all about integrating the shadow self is kind of what the theme was. I realized that I hide behind money because I have been taught and have been believing to some degree that money justifies the time that I take away from my kids in order to be in my business and do something I love. And rather than just say, well, I need and desire community and I want to be working with women because I love it and I am served by them and they are served by me and it's beautiful. Instead of saying that, what I do is I kind of emanate this hustly like numbers thing. And my shadow side thinks it makes me look strong because she's ashamed of my very feminine, soft, heart-focused reasons for wanting to run this business. I promise you, in my heart of hearts, money, I couldn't give a darn. Like I really, it doesn't motivate me. And every time I've done it a few times, and because that shadow self's just there. And I think it's because I've had a lot of shame about this part of me. So I really, really released it in this full moon ceremony. And I'm hoping for totally, like, I hope she's integrated is what I hope. I feel like she is, which is beautiful. And we'll talk more about how to do that for you and your shadow parts. And I'm going to give you some questions to actually, you might be like, okay, but what's my shadow side? What would be my shadow thing? So if you're kind of drawing a blank there, or you're not really sure, you have some ideas, I'm going to give you questions that are really good in a minute. So stay tuned. But yeah, like I'm hoping that she's integrated and that we can move on from focusing on numbers instead of people and humans and community, which is the intention behind creating my Facebook community. And I am so excited to do that. I already did it and I've already written posts and I'm writing an ebook. By the way, I'm writing an ebook. It's going to sell for $25 and it's going to be something that anybody can have if they want it. And it's going to be my full story of my birth trauma, my mental health stuff, but written like a book, not just basic details. I'm going to be walking you through every moment of crying on the couch, how I figured out that I was having thoughts about hurting my kids, what I did, how I proceeded, the way we had to move across country and move in with my in-laws. It's quite a dramatic story, but it's also part of the universe's guidance to be who I am in the world and do my work in the world. And I am no longer hiding behind numbers. And I just wanted to apologize to you guys if it has felt like for a while that I just show up here and teach a few things and sell a lot. That is my shadow. That is basically me being afraid of claiming my true power in the world. And my true power is harnessing community and working with the humans. I believe every single woman who is postpartum and who has children, even if she's not technically postpartum, however she identifies in her motherhood, that she deserves community. And especially post-pandemic, it is something that has been robbed from us. And I'm not here to talk about politics or reasons or whatever, but what I am here to say is that we still need community and we kind of have had to get along without it in many ways. But I want to bring it to you all. I want to bring it to this community. So I'm looking forward to having those of us who listen regularly or even somewhat regularly to this podcast, the Postpartum Coach Podcast. I am going to have us all go to this group and I'm going to be offering some lovely incentives to get you there because I believe we all need community.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big money when you start your next project today at Menards. Check out our great selection of garage and utility lighting options. In stock, ready to take home today. We carry everything to help you illuminate whatever project you're working on. Shop garage and utility lighting products in store at your nearest Menards. You can also view all of our entire selection of lighting options today on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
And I want it. I want community too. And I want to get back to the roots of what feels good in business for me, which is serving people for free, talking about my story, connecting over story. And then very naturally from that flows a genuine connection. And from a genuine connection flows trust. And from trust, some of you might want to work with me, but that is not my primary goal or objective. Although it's there, it's always there, but because it is part of my service and I absolutely love it and I can serve people at a deeper level when they step into an actual container and they make a financial commitment to themselves and to me, all the things, yes. And it's me getting back to my roots and it feels so good. There's one person in that group right now, it's me. And it, And it feels so good to be writing all these posts, and I can't even wait to share the joy of that energy with you. I went through my, it's called Canva. It's like where I get all of my cute graphics and stuff for my business, and I picked only the most beautiful ones. I promise you, it's not gonna feel like Facebook. When I think of Facebook, I legit cringe. I have all sorts of feelings about how crummy the people who run Facebook are. But nevertheless, as of now, it is the easiest way to gather people. So for now, that is the platform we're going to be using in this community. We may move someday. But in the meantime, that's where it is. And if you join us in the Postpartum Coach podcast community, I have a gift for you. And I cooked up a gift that really doesn't have much benefit to me, but has every benefit to you, which is I'm making you a Podcast Academy free guide so that you can know which episodes I recommend listening to on this podcast in order for your best, most optimal learning, because I know what you need to know first, then second, then third. That's why I've structured my course the way I have. And of course, this free Podcast Academy guide is not going to be like my course. The podcast could never go near in depth as my course does, but it will give you a solid, solid foundation if you decide later you want to come into the course. And it could actually be something that is enough to get you by without the course. It just depends where you're at and what you're doing. For many of you, it might just be the thing you need. So I'm really excited to give that to you. And the only place you can get that particular freebie is as a gift I give to you when you come into the Facebook community. So I'll have you leave your email, and then I will put you in that on that list, and you'll get it in your email inbox. So I'm so very excited about this. It just like makes me feel all the warm and fuzzies. Thank you guys for being here. And if you haven't left a review for the podcast, just know there are going to be some extra bonus perks for those who have left reviews. You can leave one anytime, but if you do it sooner, then you can qualify for some of the fun little giveaways we're going to be doing. So I just love you guys. I love this community. I feel really sorry that I haven't been as focused on, like my heart hasn't been as available here on the podcast, not on purpose. And that's the thing with the shadow side of us, is the shadow sometimes steps, you know, because we hide it in shame, and or sometimes it's not shame. Sometimes it's not even conscious awareness. We can't have shame without conscious awareness first. So either we have conscious awareness of the shadow parts of ourselves and we're hiding them and casting them away from us in shame of them, and we're ashamed of them, or we don't even know they're there. And this was one of those that I had some conscious awareness of it, but not in the way that it had come in since January of this year. And this is just my way to make it up to you and to start fresh. And so I'm really excited about the community. Again, the link to join us inside of the Postpartum Coach podcast community will be in the show notes of, actually, I hope all of the episodes going forward, but for sure today's episode. Okay, so I want to go into the questions you can ask yourself to figure out what your shadow side is and how it could be coming up in your life. You might already have some heart palpitations happening. You might be like, I already know where this is going. I don't want to talk about it. Or you might not. So I think all of us have those things that we're aware of. Maybe our awareness started when we saw it in our mom or our dad or somebody in our family. And we're like, oh my gosh, our whole family does this. We're so bad at this. Like, we're so passive aggressive, or we are yellers, you know? And then as we grow old and have our own lives and our own families, we decide we don't want these things, and yet they're still there. So that's when it becomes part of your shadow. And so things you can ask yourself, though, if you're kind of like, I want to know a little bit more about my shadow. Maybe I want to explore some new parts about my shadow. I want to credit where I got these questions, by the way. I got these questions from a book called You Are a Goddess. It's called You Are a Goddess, Working with the Sacred Feminine to Awaken, Heal, and Transform by Sophie Bashford. It is such a good book. I highly recommend it. I'll put the link for it in the show notes as well, just for fun kicks. And we will be talking about that book inside of our community for this podcast. I really want to bring it to you a little bit more. We're also going to be doing some lives, and I might even throw in some yoga. I'm just so freaking excited about it. All right. So here are the questions that Sophie Bashford in this book poses that you can think about in order to get to know your shadow side better. Okay, the first question is, what makes you feel angry? What makes you feel angry? I don't know about you, but anger is an emotion that I am just now, as a 33-year-old woman, becoming familiar with. I have spent most of my life afraid of being, of showing anger and then feeling it and then showing it, because it was just not acceptable. And I would be attacked, and it would make me vulnerable to somebody creating reasons for other people to look at me and say she's crazy or she doesn't know what she's talking about. People attack angry women. and so what makes you feel angry? Because that can lead you to part of your shadow. What do you want? Passion and desire. What do you want? What do you secretly yearn for? What are you yearning and craving after? What do you secretly yearn for? Do you secretly yearn for like the hottest sex life? Do you secretly yearn to, I don't know, give more impact in the world, but do you make excuses or do you avoid it or do you tell yourself you can do it later? Is there like a procrastination part of you? Just don't, no shame here. All of us have these parts of ourselves. They are under the shadow and we're just kind of trying to bring them into the light. And then what are you denying yourself? I love this one. What, mama, are you denying yourself? You know what the answer is. What do you keep not letting yourself have? What do you not even ask for, even though you know somewhere very quietly deep down that you want it? What are you denying yourself? So Sophie Bashford says, when our soul wants to express its gifts, it needs us first to take responsibility for the consequences of being powerful. So if you were to, these are her questions again from her book, if we were to own our power, how would this affect the way we live and behave? If we were to own the things we want, if we were to own all these things that are currently in our shadow side, what would we have to change or risk? What would we have to start prioritizing? Right? And this is why this stuff stays in the shadows, is because in order for us to integrate it and not have it be in the shadows and bring it to the light and claim it, we would have to change a little bit of who we are on the surface, or some, for some of us, a lot of who we are, maybe even in ways that are publicly visible or noticed by others, right? And then of course our brain's going to be like, well, what'll other people think about us? But ultimately it comes down to a choice. You got to choose. We all have to choose between our inner power being fully expressed or not ruffling the feathers of other people, not shaking up the system that we live in, not, you know, making others uncomfortable by showing all of our power, by living according to all of our desires. I don't know about you, but I get really frozen with that. There was a study done. I wrote an email about it not that long ago. If you're on my email list, you might have seen it. I think the subject was, your grandma is happier than you? What? And there was the study done that showed that people in their late 20s to like mid 40s are less happy than people that are like old and have health issues and like real actual reasons to feel crummy and not be happy. And the reason is because even in the prime of our lives, when we have the finances and we have the health and we have the energy, what we do though is we kind of capsize ourselves and we put ourselves into these little boxes of staying, looking like our neighbors or falling in line, doing things so that our moms won't be upset or our friends won't be upset or whatever. And that is what actually takes our happiness down. And then by the time you're older, you just don't give an S anymore. And a lot of the people that you used to be afraid of, you know, not doing things because of these people and their opinions, they've usually died and moved on. Usually it's your parents or your siblings or something. And so there's just this sense of liberty and freedom. And I'm like, what if we had that now? What if you had that now? What if you made this most successful guy that I like, one of the most successful guys that I follow as far as entrepreneurship? His name's Alex Hormozi, and he has his wife Layla, and they are like super, super wealthy at this point, but they started out anyway. It doesn't matter. The point is, he had a crossroads in his like early 30s where he had the perfect job and really great money and had the nicest apartment in New York City, and his single dad that raised him without a mom like had sacrificed everything for him to have this life, and he didn't want it and wasn't happy in it. And he had to be like, am I gonna change this and risk losing my relationship with my dad, who was an immigrant to the US and like really might not understand what he wanted to do and why he wanted to do it? He wanted to go off on his own and start a business and like move to California and all these things. Or do I stay locked in a life that I'm literally feeling kind of suicidal? I just am so not happy here. This is not how my soul is meant to express itself. And he ultimately decided to put his own happiness forth and risk losing a relationship with his dad. And for a few years, he kind of did, actually. I mean, he knew his dad pretty well and he was spot on. He kind of did lose that relationship for a few years, but ultimately it circled back and was stronger and more authentic because Alex was living in his truth. Such a cool story. And I just want you to think about that for you. How would you have to change if you let some of these shadow parts come up and if you really owned some of these things? And then what work might be required to work through the parts, the darker parts of you? For me, with the money thing and the numbers thing, I had to get really real with the fact that I am just not a man and I'm not masculine. Like, I have masculine qualities to me, but I don't value money and making money like my husband does, which I'm so glad he does because he makes money for our family to live off of. And that's like so nice. But maybe my dad did, or how mainstream society thinks I should, or even tons of other women in business. Like, I just don't. I've tried it. I've tried setting money goals. It always makes me show up in a not good way. It doesn't feel good to me, and it never even sells well. Like, people, it doesn't even work. And I had to just let go of that tendency to want to live how people think we should be doing it or how other people value it. And I had to own my own value and my own power and where my own kind of signature way of doing things is. And that's where my abundance flows from. So when it comes to recovering your mental health postpartum, I wonder, are there parts of you you've been denying and putting off and hiding and doing that in order to people please others, right? Like, if you have shame about any part of you, there will be a part of you in the shadows, and shame will forever pause and keep one part of us stuck. The companion to shame is perfectionism and hyperdrive, people pleasing. It's basically self-abandonment. The bigger the shame, the bigger you abandon yourself. You don't take care of yourself. You don't give yourself what you want. You don't even ask for what you want. All of the things women typically struggle with, especially postpartum.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Also, big shame can lead us to be narcissistic or overly focused on ourselves, to where we manipulate and aren't very thoughtful of others. We can kind of bulldoze people that are closest to us, which is a form of perfectionism because you're still trying to perfect the way you're perceived. So how I plan to redeem the parts of me that I'm hiding and pushing away or that I'm not conscious of is I plan to put myself inside of a community. I have community outside of my business, and then I have this community that I want to bring into my business because I have seen the way that community can soften my edges, and it kind of calls me out and it pulls the most authentic parts of me to the surface. And it allows me to get triggered every once in a while, right? Think about like sometimes when we're in communities, yeah, there's somebody that says something weird and you're like, ugh, but that allows you to look inward. We need to be in community as humans. It quickens the whole experience that we're having here. It makes it faster for us to get through the tough parts, to get through the dark parts of ourselves and into the light, into the progress. I'm so excited about this community. So please do come join us. We're going to be having member spotlights. I have some really cool prompts and fun games we're going to be playing in there. Again, I'll put the link in the show notes. We're doing a giveaway for free Voxer coaching. Voxer is basically a voice and text messaging only app. And it's like a walkie-talkie essentially. And you'll have access to leave me any processing or thought dumps or questions you have in Voxer for a month if you win the giveaway. There will be two people that win, and I will coach you all month long, and then we'll have a session at the end of our month to get to know each other even better and to just like have an actual coaching session as well. So you get one 45-minute session and then a whole month of free Voxer coaching. That's probably around a $600 value. And you're getting it for free. And then you're also going to get access to my course, which is, I think, a lot of value as well. I'm so excited to give that to you guys. And that's what I love about community is I love giving. And I love the way it always comes back to me, whether financially or people messaging me and just telling me how much they appreciate things. That is what I want. I want that reciprocation. It's life. It's living. It's breathing. It's energy. And I invite you to come join us. So I hope this helps you understand me better, helps, I hope it helps me remember the bedrock of what it means to love business and why I'm doing it. And free consults are open. You can go to the link in the show notes if you want to work with me. I have private spots available as well as Voxer only remote coaching. So if you don't win the giveaway, you can still have remote coaching. It is for a limited time. I'm going to be taking it easy once the baby comes in June. So we're open until June for those things. And then I might pick it back up in the summer a little bit, but for sure by September, I'll be back full swing. So yeah, free consult is in the show notes. The podcast community link is in the show notes. I'll put Sophie Bashford's amazing book, You Are a Goddess, in the show notes as well. I love you guys. Come join us in the Facebook community for the podcast. I can't wait to see you there. And thank you. One last thing. Just thank you. Thank you for being with me on this journey of being human. Thank you for your space that you give me. Thank you for even taking the time out of your day to learn from me and with me. The fact that you give this podcast any attention means a lot to me. And I just hope that this community can be my way of thanking you back. So I hope you come join us and enjoy it. Love you. Hey, Lizzie here. I've helped dozens of postpartum moms just like you to manage their postpartum anxiety and deconstruct their postpartum depression. It's really easy for me. So if you're ready to feel better, I know the way. Let's chat on the phone. Set up a time by going to lizzielangston.com/consult. It's pretty simple, and I will be calling you soon.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.